Adjusting to online school is a big change overall, but it can be harder for some kids during this pandemic. We talked to Noah Marks, Kristen Brennan's brother, who lives in Bellingham as well, and his daughter Ramona hasn't had the easiest transition to online learning.
There's a lot of distractions at home, a lot of stuff she'd rather be doing. And to get her to do all of the work that is given to us, it pretty much takes like 10 hours a day. It's just like, just to constantly like keep her working.
Ramona is 12 years old, and her father explains how she struggles outside of the typical classroom structure.
They told us that, you know, just to do what we can, but it's still pretty stressful. You know, we see work lists with like little red missing. You know, it took us about a month and a half to get an actual like tiered, what's important, sort of an individual plan for Ramona.
When we last spoke with Noah, he was currently out of work, but will be returning shortly. He explains how this has been pretty rough with Ramona's change in education and taking the role of being an at-home parent.
Having to get up and go to school every day was extremely beneficial for her. She's got some difficulties in some areas, so it's been pretty frustrating. I feel like it's an unreasonable workload. I mean, I am right now a stay-at-home parent. We like her school a lot. It just doesn't work as homeschool. On one hand, it's just the teachers doing their best. They're really, really trying, maybe too hard, you know? And that's kind of like part of it. I don't know.
After conducting interviews with parents and children, we are finding that it may not matter the type of student, introvert or extrovert, in a face-to-face environment. But when it comes to online learning, the successes and struggles are varied.
She's just going through a lot of anxiety right now. So I think that is a bit, I think you're right though, that if she was more outgoing and more comfortable with people, then this would be a lot easier for her.
Despite Ramona and her father's struggles with online learning, her aunt Kristen is reminded of how smart she is in other ways, like an architect.
School is not where she's going to thrive. And I think that's the hardest thing is, that's why her school was working for her before, because they would let her do those things. Like if you have a project that you don't want to write about, but you want to make a little diorama that's like intricate and amazing, you know, you can do this. But online, everybody's just doing the same thing online. And so it's just all the same schoolwork. There's no personal anything. And when she was little, she used to make the biggest messes in the yard. She would take every single cushion off of every single thing and make these huge forts. And like, she's an architect.